The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
And a good morning, everybody. It is our final hour together for the day. It is our final hour together for the week. Un-American, unwarranted. These are the adjectives in the Trump overnight posts about the Mar-a-Lago raid. Are we going to learn a bunch more about that today, about the inventory, the list, the warrant, the justification? Merrick Garland out there in his brief press statement yesterday seeming to taunt the president to say, hey, listen, call for it to be released. And then Donald Trump replying in kind, saying, yes, I absolutely encourage the release of details. So will we get them? We will examine. Also, I have something to tell you about that's happening on Monday. You will be enthused. And it's a group doing something that everybody's going to love. So many people are going to love it that I have questions about how it's going to go. And I've put these questions before these people. I'll tell you about what I'm talking about here as soon as I walk through one turnstile. It's Friday.
Ah, I feel good. I feel good. Ow! I feel good.
I feel good.
I feel good.
You want me to say I feel good?
I feel good.
Ah! I would not.
So good. So good. I got you.
Always a good day to crank out some Jayhawks.
Yeah, I'm flat, I'm busted, wild, I am free.
And Big Star.
I couldn't get arrested if I tried. A has-been and a myth, 35.
And it is Friday, and we are together. 866-660-5759. And let me tell you what I was talking about. Now, I don't know if she is involved with them. If so, that would just be to her additional credit, the wonderful Genevieve Collins, who ran proudly for District 32 in the last attempt to unseat Colin Allred in District 32. Hopefully that can happen this time. But she sent me a thing saying, hey, Mark, look what these good people are doing. And that is the folks at Americans for Prosperity, AFP, Texas. And I love names of groups. Americans for Prosperity. Because first thing that occurs to you is, who in the world is anti-prosperity? And the answer is today's Democrat Party. And I'm really not kidding. Wealth, prosperity, you being successful, those used to be good things. We used to generally be able to agree that those are things that we wanted to have. But now with brutal taxation and consumer choice being ripped away from you at every turn, we actually need a group called Americans for Prosperity. So there they are. On Twitter at Texas AFP, Americans for Prosperity, and they are wonderful people, and they're going to do a wonderful thing. I'll plug it again on Monday because it happens on Monday. Boy, does it. Are you familiar with Fuel City? Fuel City is a big gas station where you can get gas. In a couple of ways, because it's also one of your better taco locations, the famous Fuel City Tacos. So you can go there and fill up in more ways than one. Fuel for your car, tacos for your belly. And it's just a wonderful place. Been there a bunch of times, and I think there's going to be a bit of a crowd there on Monday, because what they're going to do, And I don't, and maybe I need to have him on Monday, because I was, have you ever been, I think we did this, did it down the dial at some point. We did a gas promotion where everybody shows up and you get gas at a special price, supposedly at some type of savings. And then I guess somebody's got to make it good by the place. I mean, because they're not expect to get soaked for such a thing. Anyway, at Fuel City Dallas at noon on Monday, you can get gas at the price of Donald Trump's last day in office. Hello. Are they trying to make a point there? I believe they are. $2.38 a gallon. Gas at $2.38 a gallon at noon on Monday at Fuel City. Fuel City is 801 South Riverfront, right there where the 35 bridge goes over the Trinity. So Fuel City, Dallas, Monday at noon, gas for $2.38 a gallon. So being me, the first thing I thought was great. And the second thing I thought was, oh, good Lord, how is this going to go? So I start peppering them with questions. I said, okay, you guys are going to be mobbed. At what time will the line be allowed to form? And just like voting, will you be able to pump at that price if you were in line at 1 p.m.? Thanks. I'm thinking, I'm just trying to prevent, you know, rioting. And they reply. And this is a good system. So, and if we conform to this system, a lot of folks can benefit. You can start getting in line at 11:30 a.m. So don't show up at 7. I mean, what are people going to do? And listen, if they'd have done this when gas was $5, it's not like 360 something is a walk in the park. So we'll see how enthusiastic the response is. I think it'll be, I mean, if you've got one of those big honking Suburbans or something, you know, 45 gallon tank, you're going to save some money. And I don't know if they got limits on this or whatever. I don't know. But here's what they are going to do. You can start getting in line at 11:30, and they say, please be respectful of traffic and others trying to get service. We will be handing out tickets, limited number available. So, cause I said, how long is this going to last? And they said noon, here we go, noon till one, they will be handing out tickets. Because what I was thinking is, if you've got a crazy, ridiculous line going all the way down, you know, Riverfront, and it gets to be 1 o'clock, do they just cut it off? So no, they'll be handing out tickets. That's a good, very good system. So Americans for Prosperity is behind this. Are they just going to write a check to Fuel City to make up the difference? Whatever they're doing, I got two words to say. Thank you. Gas at $2.38 a gallon. Americans for Prosperity, thank you very much. At Fuel City Dallas on Monday, noon to one. I guess while supplies last, as the old saying goes. So thank you, Americans for Prosperity Texas on Twitter there at Texas AFP. And thank you, Genevieve, for pointing that out to me. Thank you. Thank you. All right. What, did you have a talk show memory a minute ago? I got a bunch of stuff to get to this hour, obviously, but that was a wonderful gentleman to wrap up the last hour. And he was talking about how properly incensed he is by the events of the moment and the events of the week. And he said, I haven't been this upset since they tore Elian Gonzalez out of the arms of his family and shipped him back to communist Cuba. Yeah, I remember those shows. Do you remember those shows? It was, was it 1999, the end of 99? Well, he was, and it's funny, Elian Gonzalez now, 28 years old. Apparently living a quite the heroic life there in communist Cuba. And at that time, all we wanted was for Elian Gonzalez to grow up in a free country. You'd want a kid to grow up in a free country. You'd like to think that his father would want to have him grow up in a free country. But his dad lived in Cuba, and his dad wanted him back. Juan Miguel wanted him back. His mother had drowned trying to bring him to Florida. And so he wound up in the custody of freedom love. And I tell you what, you want to talk to some people who love freedom? Cubans living in South Florida. Oh, you think I'm hopped up about Castro? They are hopped up about Castro. So they've got Elian and they want to keep him. And they're like taking him to Disney World and they're doing all this stuff and he's got a lovely room. Meanwhile, his dad is going, hey, that's my kid. I want my kid back. So instantly the talk show battle lines were drawn. Where did Elian need to go? Should he stay with the glories and the blessings of a free country? Even though that's not where his only remaining parent is? Or should he go back to see, this would be a no-brainer. Mom has died. He goes to dad. What could be simpler than that? Yeah, the stumbling block there was that dad is in communist Cuba. So, looking at this, praying on this, looking at it from every angle, the tack that I took with all of y'all, and it was only marginally popular, was to say that, and I phrased it exactly this way. My first wish, my fervent first wish, is that Elian Gonzalez could grow up in a free country. I want all children to grow up in a free country. And Elian did not grow up in a free country. He's in one now, but, the big but, his dad is in Cuba. He must go back to his dad. Some folks grudgingly went along with me on this. Many did not. I thought you were opposed to communism. I am definitely opposed to communism. But the overarching fact here was there was just no getting past this. Mom has died. Dad's in Cuba. I wish dad were not in a communist country, but he is. And that does not outweigh the moral necessity of returning Elian to his father. So it only got worse as the tug of war got worse, as they wound up, as Janet Reno wound up raiding the house where Elian was in order to actually drag him at gunpoint out of those relatives' arms to schlep him back to Cuba. The optics of that were not helpful. So that's how that all played out. And it's funny when people ask me, what are the two most turbulent moments in my talk show history? And by that, I mean, there have been a lot of things. I mean, when we were talking about Trump, there are people who agreed with me, people who didn't. When we talk, in the presidential race, I mean, conservatives disagree about stuff all the time. But it was when large parts of the base of the audience just went into full revolt. Elian was one of them, and the other one was Terri Schiavo. Do we remember that? This was the woman who had this complete health breakdown and went into this complete vegetative state. And her husband, Michael, said she never would have wanted this. And by the way, 95% of us all completely know nobody would ever want this. And yet, in the midst of the Terri Schiavo case, which played out through like all of 2004 and 2005, I was doing shows saying, let this woman go be with the Lord. The only evidence we have is that she didn't want to be artificially kept alive for God knows how long. Her parents, who got along great with Michael Schiavo forever, but then everything got into a big tug of war. And we had Republicans. We had Jeb. Remember back when Jeb Bush was popular? He's down in Florida. And we had Republicans in Congress thinking they needed to get involved in what was a deeply personal family matter. So there I was saying, hey. And in a way, it was a similar thing. I said, I wish that there was a reason to believe that Terri Schiavo had a chance at, like, waking up. There is zero basis for this. And I got to tell you, the Army army of quacks and charlatans who glommed onto this case to try to convince you that all Terry needed was just some special therapies and she was going to be just fine. Oh, look, her eyes are following the balloon. Her eyes were not following the balloon. She was gone in virtually every sense of the word. But that one became a big old flashpoint. It's funny. So for Elyon, it became, you know, of course he goes back to his father, but well, wait a minute. Dad's in communist Cuba. So that became a big stumbling block. In the Terry Schiavo case, it's like none of us would want to be in a vegetative state like that forever. But, you know, I'll just tell you right now, in case anybody's fuzzy on this, Lisa, anybody, family members, audience members, if that's ever me, unplug me. Thank you. I don't mean on like day two. I mean, let's be really, really sure that I am indeed gone. But I don't want any part of, you know, forever in a vegetative state. And that's the way virtually everybody feels. But the big stumbling block on this particular case was like somebody else doing it. And we didn't know if we trusted Michael Schiavo, who I think was horribly savaged reputationally in a lot of this. Everything came like an instant flashpoint on how everybody felt about communism in the case of Elian Gonzalez, how everybody felt. Because I'll tell you what got everybody all worked up in the Terry Schiavo case, and rightfully so, me too, is the notion of like assisted suicide, other people making the call for when you die, or you deciding for yourself that you want to and doctors getting involved. Those are all tangential and related issues, but way different than this particular case. But wow, we have been through some stuff together, haven't we? And so here we are going through the events of this week. So let's continue that. More calls, more audio, more stuff in our remaining minutes. It's 925, Mark Davis, 660 AM, The Answer. All right. Tapping our toes to some switch foot to hop into the newsroom. Adding to the noise. That's the actual song. All righty. Into the newsroom we go, and then back onto the phones with you. Things I haven't gotten to yet. Things you want to get in. Our last licks here before the weekend begins. And then we hand things over to our buddy Mike Gallagher at 10. So plenty more ground to cover. So let's do it together at 866-660-5759. Back on the phones with you as soon as we check out headlines of the moment with Gordon Griffin. Steely Dan from Royal Scam in the Caves of Altamira. Alrighty, 866-660-5759. I got stuff. You got stuff. You got a day underway. Let me bend in your direction. Take some folks on the phones. 866-660-5759. We're in Plano. Dennis, Mark Davis, welcome. How are you, sir?
Good, Mark. Our faith has really been shaken. We appreciate your prayers every morning to try and take us through this. But the Democrats just seem to be so evil that I just don't see anything changing. And to a point where they're backing us into a corner where we have nothing to lose. And I'm getting to a point that scorched earth policy with regard to politics. China's already coming in and buying lots of real estate, and they're moving in with all our every product that we have. Let them take over, and then they will shake this up, and even the Democrats will be targeted. And if that's the only way we can get rid of them.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend. To let things get so horrible that even today's Democrat Party says, wow, we must unite to make things better. Dennis, I share your frustration, but perhaps not the plan. Even in the one thing that you chose to mention, which is a really important thing, China scarfing up all kinds of real estate, there are already members of Congress geared to pay attention to this and simply make a lot of those land acquisitions illegal. So does that automatically happen? Not with Democrat majorities in the House, not with a Democrat-controlled Senate. So the key is not have Democrats in control of those things anymore. It's not the suggestion that everything instantly gets, you know, rainbows and unicorns and no problems in life the moment Republicans take over the House, which they will, and take over the Senate, which they could if we play hard and play smart. It's just that digging ourselves out of this hole is going to take a while. It's going to take some diligence. Took us a while to get here, and it'll take us a while to get out. And hopefully what we can do is, through the positive force of our better arguments, through the positive example of our better leadership, that growing numbers of Americans will turn to the Republican Party as the solution they seek to getting us out of the objectively bad places we are in terms of an economy that is in wreckage, borders that don't work, a culture that is slid completely off of its foundations. I was on a show yesterday with my buddy Andrew Wilkow on the Salem News Channel. And as we were wrapping up, we were talking about the prospects for 2022 and 2024. And I said that the successes that we can have will be from people who, I mean, we have X number of conservatives, X number of liberals, and then there are folks who are sort of in the mushy middle who are not particularly ideological, but the independents, moderates, whatever you want to call them. And they often cast their votes in terms of what seems to be working and what does not. Who seems to have their act together and who does not? And to flip the coin, who seems to be stark raving insane and who does not? And as I wrapped up with Andrew in that segment, I said, you know, we're going to get some votes from people who might say, I don't agree with everything this Republican candidate stands for. I don't agree with everything conservatives say or everything that the Republicans stand for in general. But those people are out of their minds. And some of it is political and some of it is cultural. You want an example that I just ran into yesterday? And I talk about this gender stuff a lot. And the reason is that some things are worth fighting for. Science is worth fighting for. How many genders are there? Two. Every single derivation from that is junk science. And listen, people saying things that are unscientific or inaccurate, you know, what do you do? Big deal. Why does it matter? It matters when people are carving up our children on the altar of this junk science. And this has to be fought with every fiber of our being. And there is a political party in America that is okay with this. And they stand in the way of something that we've got to do in every state and ultimately nationwide. And that is to make this, to make these horrors illegal. I want you to hear a woman named Frances Grimstad. And grim is the right syllable. Frances Grimstad is a lovely young lady who is a doctor, a medical doctor, an MD. And she is at Boston Children's Hospital. Children's Hospital. And here's about 30 seconds of Dr. Grimstad giving us a little tutorial on hysterectomies for young girls. Hysterectomies, the removal of the uterus from a minor girl, from a girl, from a teenage girl. And she is just so happy. So here in a delightful sing-song lilt, here is Dr. Frances Grimstad doing a little cheerleading for gender-affirming hysterectomies for girls.
Gender-affirming hysterectomy is very similar to most hysterectomies that occur. A hysterectomy itself is the removal of the uterus, the cervix, which is the opening of the uterus, and the fallopian tubes, which are attached to the sides of the uterus. Some gender-affirming hysterectomies will also include the removal of the ovaries, but that's technically a separate procedure called a bilateral oophorectomy. And not every gender-affirming hysterectomy includes that, and people who are getting gender-affirming hysterectomies do not have to have their ovaries removed.
I just want to leave this here for you and let you ruminate over the fact that you've just heard a doctor who took a Hippocratic oath, a doctor talking about gender-affirming hysterectomies. This is this is unspeakable in terms of science, unspeakable in terms of medicine, grotesque in terms of language. Gender affirming? We're going to rip the uterus out of a girl and that's gender affirming? Would seem, that's why I call it gender obliteration. And they want you to grow nonchalant about this. They want you to get numb. I never will. And I won't stop talking about these horrors until they stop. We need a law in Texas that makes every bit of this illegal. And maybe after he wins, which I will totally help him do, Governor Abbott will get serious about this. It's why he won't come on the show, or his people won't let him. All I'm doing is sitting here, you know, beating the hell out of Beto and telling everybody that was on board for Alan West and Don Huffines, people to the right of Abbott, okay, I hear you, but time to unite. Because we need to not just help Governor Abbott win, but help him win comfortably enough that we don't have this ridiculousness of, oh, Texas is becoming a purple state. We can't have any more two-and-a-half-point victories like Ted Cruz squeaked by when he faced Beto in 2018. This has got to be a good, comfortable, big-time, almost double-digit win. But his people won't let him on the show. Because I'll let him talk all day about borders. I love the busloads of people to New York and D.C. There's fresh busloads coming to New York. Is it political theater? Of course it is. And it's working and it's wonderful. And we've been close forever. Not lately. And I don't know if he has the slightest idea what his people are doing. I wonder if he's sitting around, you know, with his wonderful family and the wonderful dogs and saying, I haven't been on the Mark Davis show recently. I wonder why. I wonder if it's because his people won't let him. Because at some point in some segment, I'm going to ask him to get serious about this. And for some reason, he hasn't wanted to. And Dade Phelan hasn't wanted to in the House. Because you know what it looks like when states get serious about this? They outlaw this garbage. They outlaw it. They could do it. They have a special session tomorrow and do it. They don't do it. And I will ask people why until they do it. Because all of this, the top surgeries, mastectomies for young girls, the chemical castration of our boys, and why? Because a bunch of charlatans and yahoos and characters from some bleak science fiction dark novel believe that gender is a social construct? Believe that kids can choose it? We have teachers who believe this garbage. Please go follow Libs of TikTok on Twitter. Libs of TikTok. This magnificent woman takes the TikTok videos of like all the blue-haired teachers up there going, oh, I've come out as pansexual. Great. Pack your stuff. We need to fire every single one of these teachers. And then we need to head into these so-called hospitals with these so-called doctors, these so-called clinics that do these gender-affirming, that is a gender-affirming holocaust on the bodies of our children, and it must be made illegal in every state. It must be made illegal in every state. Okay. So that's why every once in a while I visit on that, because we can never, ever become nonchalant about it. Okay. So it's been a wonderful week in which we have welcomed people like my very, very good friend, Annie McCarthy. And he was on Fox this morning talking about the Washington Post story that is the source material for this notion of that, that part of what the Department of Justice was looking for in the Mar-a-Lago raid was something related to, you know, some nuclear secrets. Andy's eyebrow went up.
Well, I'm curious about who their sources are, because I thought the Post article very sort of carefully couched who they were talking to. When you parsed it, it didn't even indicate that these were people who were actually involved in the investigation. There's a lot of speculation about not only is it nuclear, but is it our nuclear stuff or somebody else's nuclear stuff? Mm-hmm. And it just seems to me that the word classified is being thrown around very cavalierly. You know, you're dealing with the one official in government who, when he was president, had the power to declassify anything. Now, I think it would be embarrassing for President Trump if he declassified stuff that he shouldn't have so he could keep it as mementos down in Mar-a-Lago, if that's what happened. But there's a difference between embarrassing and illegal. And all this stuff about the Presidential Records Act, the Presidential Records Act is not a criminal statute. So the crime has to be classified information here. And there's no indication about whether Trump actually declassified the stuff that he's been holding down there.
And so we'll learn more today, perhaps. We'll learn more over the weekend, maybe. But I'll tell you one thing that I do know. When we regather on Monday, whatever has happened, we'll talk about it. And won't that be a whoop-de-doo? Hey, over the weekend, is a part of your day getting up and watching some of the Sunday chit-chat shows? Is one of them Fox News Sunday? Or Chris Wallace, so just one of the strange departures of all time, and probably right on time because Chris was damaged goods. He bolted Fox News, and they've been doing rotating hosts, et cetera, et cetera. Fox has named the new permanent host of Fox News Sunday. It is a magnificent choice. I'll tell you who it is when we play our exit tune next.
So sweet, dear, I miss your fire, so sweet.
Tomorrow is Dan Fogelberg's birthday.
And I hear you're in San Francisco.
This magnificent man would have been 71. I've always identified Captured Angel as my favorite Fogelberg album. This is Old Tennessee.
Georgia, and I'm still in.
Rhonda's back on Monday. Thanks to Jimmy Kersey for filling in and taking all the calls today. Mr. Matt for the technical guru skills. And to Gordon Griffin for radio news excellence. God bless our country, our troops, and our families. Mike Gallagher is next. I hope you all have a fantastic weekend. Actual Cowboys have an actual preseason game tomorrow? Okay, it's preseason. It's meaningless, but hey.
End of October,
Mike Gallagher is next. Have a fantastic weekend, and I'll see you Monday, 7 a.m. right here on 660 a.m. The Answer. I'm Mark Davis. Be good.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.